Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. Happy Friday to you. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I hope you are all of the good things. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Let me help you get ready for the football tomorrow, college. Let me help you get ready for the football on Sunday. Every place from London to right back here in the United States of America. Let me help you get ready for the baseball we have. Man, including the matchup that's getting ready to start in a few minutes, Toronto and Seattle. We got the Dodgers trying to get the Brewers the hell up on out of here. That'll be in a few hours. And so we got a lot to discuss. We got a lot to get into. First of all, we got Will Graves joining us. He covers all things Pittsburgh sports, Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to talk about that icy hot bowl from last night. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers wasn't happy with some of his teammates. I know he was not happy with the results. And so we'll get into that later on in the show as well. We got some big college football matchups as well. We got a bunch of top 25 teams that are going to get after it. We got Jerry Palm joining us from palmbrackets.com. Nothing positive to say about Bill Belichick. Now it looks like he's trying to get money from a foreign country. What else is new, apparently? We got somebody big time, used to work in the NBA. He's leaving ESPN. His name is Bob Myers. We got Trayvon Diggs. This man is in concussion protocol for something that took place in his house? What? We got Carson Wentz getting another start. Well, that stinks. There's no J.J. McCarthy. That's not good. Alvin Kamara doesn't want to leave Louisiana. I can't blame him. He's the anti-Zion, I guess. So we have a lot of things to get into, a lot of things to talk about. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Be genius. Just use your vocal cords. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can always listen everywhere. I don't care where you at. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Botcher, you ready for, well, I mean, we got baseball starting in a few minutes. Are you ready for the baseball and the college football and the NFL? Are you ready for it all?
I'm ready for most of it. I'm kind of over the Brewers game versus the Dodgers, just because I think we all know what's going to happen in that series. But everything else, I'm excited.
Either today or tomorrow, it's curtains for the Brewers, right?
It's got to be. There's very little belief in my mind.
The fans have quit as well?
I think the players have quit, too.
Oh, damn. Ouch.
Like, I don't want to be rude, but like, yeah. You're down 3-0 against reigning champs. You're in L.A. You have to start to think to yourself, like, what are we doing here?
You get ready for, you start planning a vacation on the side, right?
Yeah, not physically, but mentally.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe not physically. You mean to tell me, out of every single person in that locker room, there's not one guy at the end of the bench who's sitting around texting back and forth with his wife before the game, and they're going, hey, hey, honey, okay, just in case, you know, go book the flight for Monday for us to leave. You think there's not one guy who's doing that?
If they got caught doing that,
okay,
they would probably be banished from the team.
Come on.
I think so. But that'd be disrespectful.
Well, because, how would you be? So it'd be disrespectful to sit in a locker room and ply your exit?
Yes, I think so. Until you're not dead till you're dead.
Ow.
But there's like emotional dead.
But you think these conversations don't happen with the wives and girlfriends and their husbands, boyfriends? You think this doesn't happen?
Oh, I think it happens, but not in the locker room. It'll happen like after. Like, hey, tough game tonight. So where do we want to go? Maybe like in private. But I would never expect them to be texting each other. Hey, book the flight.
Okay. With significant other, why not? I don't know. Okay. Maybe. Maybe people are that good. Maybe they have that good of hearts. It wouldn't surprise me. Oh, okay, how about this? Would you be shocked? And this is a different aspect. Would you be surprised if there was a guy sitting in the locker room with his team, just kind of betting or gambling on his team or against them?
I would say no, but I think there is. There has to be at least one person.
And if it hasn't happened, it'll eventually happen, or maybe one of these dudes will get caught. It hasn't happened up until now, as far as we know. We have had athletes who have bet on other teams, and they've been away from the facility. Jameson Williams famously was making bets, you know, at the Lions facility that had nothing to do with the Lions, and he got in trouble for that. And so maybe there is some goodness. Maybe the players understand enough that, hey, maybe there's a few things we shouldn't do in the locker room. Automatically Gilbert Arenas comes to mind, but that's a whole nother story. Yeah, don't bring guns to the locker room. That's a bad idea. But anyway, it seems like the Dodgers, they have brought a gun to a knife fight. Yeah, they're trying to get the Milwaukee Brewers the hell up one out of here. That game is not going to start for another 2.5 hours. We're minutes away from the start between Toronto and Seattle. You know, we'll get into that in a little while. Let's get these old guys the hell up one out of here. Because as we sat here in the studio yesterday, pretty cool. That's the cool thing. We can watch pretty much all of the games that take place in the evening time. Thursday night football in Cincinnati. The old guys did not disappoint. They actually gave us an entertaining football game. A little bit of a back and forth, a lot of offense. They scored more than 60 points combined. The Bengals came out on top over the Steelers last night, 33-31. Okay, the Bengals were lighting them up. Okay, the defense for the Steelers, I mean, in the second half, it's like every time Cincinnati got the ball, they were killing them. I was like, damn it, Joe Flacco got moved from Cleveland to Cincinnati, and they gave him Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and he is head over heels. He went from the outhouse to the in-house. He went from the ugly girl at prom to the pretty girls. I mean, we heard Mike Tomlin earlier this week. He's like, man, I don't know why the hell the Cleveland Browns decided to move him to Cincinnati. Now, we got to deal with him. You know, Mike Tomlin was like, please give me Jake Browning. We can beat him. We got to face up Flacco. It paid off yesterday. Joe Flacco, 342 yards passing. 3 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase was in his element. He had like 15, 16 catches, 161 yards and a touchdown. Every time Joe Flacco stepped back, dropped back to pass, I just went, Ja'Marr Chase is open again? T. Higgins had 96 yards receiving and a touchdown. I'm just like, man, I could go out there and play with those two wide receivers. And Joe Flacco feels the same damn way. He hit the jackpot with these two dudes. Listen to what this old man had to say about these young, talented wide receivers.
Today, I think I got to see just the problems they create in general. Last week, I said it earlier this week. Last week, we didn't do anything crazy, but you could see. Those guys are different. And it's pretty cool to be able to throw to them.
Those guys, yeah, they're different. They're the best wide receiver duo in the entire NFL. I mean, Waddle and who? Hill? Well, we know where Hill is at. Jefferson, Addison, no. Bacha, am I wrong? They're top of the heap, right?
It's them or Puka and Devontae.
Ooh.
Depends on how you rank Devontae Adams.
Yeah, but you got two guys right now that are in their prime. Like, would you take another duo over these two?
No. For the next 5 years, no.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. No. Well, I don't know about 5 years, but for right now, hell yeah. Ain't nobody care. Joe Flacco jumped into, or they traded him to, an ideal situation. It's amazing. And head coach Zach Taylor, he's like, I hit the jackpot with this trade. He's like, Joe Flacco doesn't run around. He did have a nice run yesterday. I was like, damn, he could run? No, he can't, but he did. Zach Taylor is like, all my guy got to do is throw back or fall back and throw the ball. He's great. He loves him.
Outstanding. Yeah, Joe, I mean, it was outstanding, really. I mean, we how many drives? We scored on what, like six of the last seven drives, maybe? Seven of the last eight? What, seven of eight? Okay, so, and really early on, we had some drops and some quirky stuff happen. That prevented a score there. So just thought his performance was outstanding, very, very calm, collected. Led us in a two-minute drive to go win the game with a huge go ball to T. Gave those guys a chance to go make some plays. And impressed with his performance.
Yeah, impressive. Like, now, we talked about how miserable Joe Burrow looked on the sidelines yesterday. If you're the Cincinnati Bengals, you must be having deja vu to last year. Except for Joe Burrow is out. The Bengals have improved their record to 3-4. Their next game, and watch them lose this one. And hilarious, watch them lose. They're going to take on the New York Jets. You mean to tell me, if the Cincinnati Bengals do not even up their record at 4-4, they don't deserve Joe Burrow as it is. They really don't deserve Joe Burrow for the rest of the season. Go ahead and pack it up for next year. Just send Joe Burrow on a vacation. We're talking about vacation. Send Joe Burrow to wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are going to go out there and vacation. Send them that way. Like, you do not need to see Joe Burrow if you can't beat the New York Jets. But if they do beat the Jets, man, what a great sign of life that would be. Not because they beat the Jets, because Joe Burrow has been out with damn turf toe. They had to cut this guy's foot open and fix it. That doesn't sound like fun now, does it? But they did. They had to deal with Jake Browning, throwing interceptions. They bring in and trade for Joe Flacco. And now they still show life. The Bengals just luck into every positive situation. Ja'Marr Chase even loves Joe Flacco.
Honestly, good having him here for us. You know what I'm saying? Organization made a big jump on him. We believed in him. We got him, so he came in doing his thing and showing off for us.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I don't care. I like Joe Burrow. That's my old teammate. Yeah, but you want to just tell me a guy's just going to throw? Yeah, give me Joe Flacco. Why not? Oh, he's going to do his throw. There's going to be minimal running out there. I mean, there was the time that he ran, and it was like, oh, well, he's not going to run again. And then there were times where Joe Flacco even admitted after the game, he's like, listen, y'all, I'm still learning the playbook. I don't know what's going on. I see Higgins. I see Chase. I'm just like, yeah, let me get the ball to one of those guys.
Can you walk us through the play where somehow you did a little zone read, pulled it, and ran for 10 in the first down?
So listen, there was a handful of plays today that I was like, what is he saying? We have these formations that end in F, and I was not getting it. That one, I read off my wristband. It was correct. Ja'Marr lined up on the ball. Noah lined up off. Ja'Marr was supposed to be off the ball. He was supposed to counter motion and bluff that end.
Yeah.
And when he was on the ball and the play clock was running down, I was like, ah, screw it. I was just going to hand it off, but he came off the edge so to him quick. I was like, all right, I haven't done this since my probably first or second year, but I'll do it now.
Man, what a world. And Bacha, did you hear what the fans were chanting in the back?
Who they? No, who that?
No. Thank you, Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, the Bengals fans were chanting, thank you, Cleveland.
As
and I'm just, say again?
They should be. It brings you anything to their team, joy.
Yeah, but if you're a fan of the Cleveland Browns, like you just, every couple of years, you feel like you get punched in the gut. Like there's the short term, which is just a couple of weeks, not even 2 weeks, I guess 2 weeks now, is it been a week? When did Flacco get, last week? It hasn't even been two full weeks yet. You get punched in the gut when Joe Flacco gets traded to your interstate rival, and then he goes out there and beats the Steelers. And now you got the fans in Cincinnati kind of taunting you in Cleveland. Thank you for the bum quarterback that you didn't want. He's helping us win right now. We still have a chance and opportunity to go to the postseason. That's the short term. And then you have the long term with the Cleveland Browns. Just go ahead and take a look at Baker Mayfield. This man is in MVP consideration early. People are talking about him as MVP. The Buccaneers are 5-1. They've lived through a bunch of injuries. I mean, you got Baker Mayfield going on runs looking like a juggernaut. And it's just amazing. And the Cleveland Brown fans are like, what are we left with? What do we have? Oh, Deshaun Watson, who we don't want? Where's our quarterback? Dylan Gabriel? Are we going to get lucky with Shador? It's just so bad for everybody in Cleveland, man. Ugh. The fans are chanting, thank you, Cleveland. And then you got the Steelers. They should have won yesterday. Should have, right? Mike Tomlin ain't no idiot. He's like, oh, I would love Jake Browning over Flacco, but what are you going to do? Mike Tomlin, especially looking at that defense, they got carved the hell up yesterday. Like, Joe Flacco just walked off the street and is delivering a ball downfield. Mike Tomlin says flat, man, we suck.
I certainly appreciate the fight, but, man, we got to be cleaner. We got to be better. And we weren't tonight. And that's life in this business. We certainly got to learn from it, man, and keep pushing. But I'd be remiss if I didn't compliment them, man. They fought their tails off, man. They won the game, and they're certainly deserving.
Yeah, come on, Mike Tomlin wasn't going to say they suck. This is not Cam Ward here referring to his team as ass. By the way, I heard Warren Moon. Shout-outs to Warren Moon. We've had Warren Moon here on the show a bunch. I heard Warren Moon called Cam Ward and said, bruh, you can't be the starting quarterback just saying that your team is playing like ass. You can't say that. Come on. Cam Ward will eventually get it. God bless him for being honest. They are playing like backside. Or whatever you want to call it, booty. Let me be careful here. The fact is, you got to be careful what you say as a starting quarterback. As someone who, I don't know if he's ever realized that, he understands that he doesn't care, is Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers always watches his words. We saw him yell at one of his teammates yesterday, Warren, over a failed flea flicker. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers didn't know a flea flicker was coming. He immediately had to flick the ball, you know, right into the dirt to save the play. And then Broderick Jones tried to tackle him after he threw that long touchdown pass to Freiermuth. He was mad at him for that. And yeah, bad idea. Don't tackle the 41-year-old quarterback in excitement. The guy that blew out his Achilles. And Aaron Rodgers wasn't happy about that. And then after the game, I guess Aaron Rodgers wasn't happy as well. I mean, yeah, they did lose. He says, quite frankly, come on, you're not going to win every game.
Listen, we want to win every game. There needs to be an expectation of winning, but this is a short week, division opponent. Anything can happen. Obviously, Joe played really well for them, and Chase and T got going for him.
Yeah, well, better luck next game. Maybe not. The Steelers are going to take on the Green Bay Packers. And I know Micah Parsons is not happy. He did some complaining about the refs. He's done some complaining about holding. And he may get a few extra calls. He may get his hands on Aaron Rodgers. That's not going to be a good thing. The Bengals are alive, which is crazy to think. If they beat the Jets, they should beat the Jets. The Bengals are going to go 4-4. And Joe Burrow? Oh, yeah, you can bet your ass that guy will be back. If they reach 500, let's see how things roll. And Joe Flacco certainly did his part last night in beating the Steelers. Old guys can still do it. That's right. 40 and 41 years old. Hey, Bacha, when we come back on the other side, speaking of old guys, I was sitting down last night. I was watching the end of the football game. I was watching the baseball game, the Dodgers. And I saw one old guy commercial, and I'm just like, you can still run these things this early in the day. I'm going to tell you what I saw on the other side of the break. We got Toronto and Seattle. They are just underway. We got this series now tied up at 2 games apiece, which is crazy. The Mariners led 2-0. The Blue Jays won the last 2 games. Obviously, the victor here gets one game closer to the World Series by picking up a third win. So we'll get into that on the other side of the break. I'll give you an update on Toronto and Seattle. Hey, I told you, we got Will Graves joining us next hour to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Later on in the show, we'll get into some college football with Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com. If you want to call up, you can do that too on this beautiful Friday. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we talked about those old guys getting after it last night, Thursday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers and then Joe Flacco. Right now, we got the young guys getting into it right now. We got the Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners. It's game number 5 here in the American League Championship Series. It's disappointing, maybe not if you're a fan of Toronto, but it's disappointing if you're a fan of the Mariners because you went into Toronto and you got yourself a 2-0 series lead to go right the hell back on home and then lose two games to the Blue Jays at home. It's disappointing. It's bad. And I mean, last night, speaking of old guys and Flacco and then also Rodgers, Max Scherzer, Bacha, we talked about it last night. Max Scherzer was either going to have a good game or he was going to have his ass whooped. And even though this was no long, you know, stretch of a game, he almost went 6 innings, which was surprising. 5 2/3. He got pulled. As a matter of fact, he wasn't even supposed to be out there into the 6th. He had to basically curse out his manager, John Schneider, and tell him, listen, dude, I want to go back out there. Let me go out there and pitch. And so he had 5 2/3 innings, 5 strikeouts. The bullpen gave up nothing in the final 4 frames. And last night, the Mariners won over these Blue Jays. Or excuse me, the Blue Jays won over the Mariners. The final score was 8-2. Yes, it was a bludgeoning. It was a beatdown. Castillo went 2 1/3. He gave up 3 runs. And they beat the Mariners up again for the 2nd consecutive game. I mean, the game prior to that, it was 13-4. Last night, it was 8-2. Right now, still the first inning. There are no runs that have crossed the plate yet. But Max Scherzer went out there and had a throwback. I'm like, this old dude is good for something. And then the fact that he fought his manager to give them another inning, I guess he can be intimidating. He got 1 brown eye. Botch, what's the other one? Green?
Blue. I think it's blue.
Blue and brown?
I think so.
If a blue and brown eyed guy stared at you in the face and just kind of stared deeply into your soul, that'd be horrifying, right?
I feel like they were looking for attention if they stared at me that long.
Oh. Would you give it to them?
No, I'd be like, I would kind of do like the side eye, like, okay, and then ignore them.
Okay. Hopefully it would work. John Schneider talked about his interaction with Max Scherzer. They call this guy Mad Max, okay? Just listen to this.
Yeah, it was awesome. I thought he was going to kill me. It was great. you know, he locked eyes with me, you know, both colors as I walked out. And it's not fake. That's the thing. It's not fake. You know, he has this Mad Max persona, but he backed it up tonight.
Yeah, he's old enough to be crazy. He's old enough to be nutty. He's old enough to have lost his damn mind. I mean, he is still out here pitching after all his injuries. And who knows, maybe he wins another World Series. Wouldn't that be crazy? They asked Max Scherzer, why the hell were you yelling at your manager to stay in the game? I mean, we know why. I would have left him in the game. But listen to Mad Max, the calmer version after the game.
It was a big moment in the game right there. I mean, it was just a situation I was going through it in my head. I understood where the game state was. Knew how I wanted to attack, and then all of a sudden I saw Schneid's coming out, and I kind of went, whoa. Like, I'm not coming out of this ball game. Like, I feel too good. And so we had a little conversation that basically I wanted to stay in the ball game, but just with some other words involved. But, you know, I just knew I was strong. I knew I wanted the ball. I knew I could get outs in this situation, and I just wanted to stay in. I wanted it.
He talks like a crazy person. He sounds manic. He sounds like the world is crushing and falling apart around him while he has to figure things out. And oh, yeah, and by the way, this was one of the main representatives with the Players Association. I don't know if he still holds that role. Imagine negotiating with that guy in a room. Okay, I mean, he ain't going to run around screaming at a bunch of old-ass billionaires, but maybe he would. Maybe that's why they had him in that role. But he certainly, he handled his role yesterday. Cy Young winner, future Hall of Famer, World Series champ, all of those things. And last night, he showed up big time. He says it feels good to still show up because most of the time he's been hurt. He's old.
You're in the biggest moment of the season right now. These games are must win, every single one of them. And, you know, when you get success, it's great. I mean, this is what you play for. You work so hard the whole year, make all the sacrifices, put on all the work in to get to this moment, to have these type of moments, to be able to win in the postseason.
Yeah, well, all right. They fought their way back. Right now, the score is 0-0. We got Kevin Gausman on the mound against Bryce Miller. Last time we saw Bryce Miller, actually both of them on the mound, was to open up this series. Bryce Miller, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, and a victory, of course. And then Kevin Gausman, he went out there and he pitched 5 2/3 and gave up 2 earned runs. So let's see if we get a little deja vu from what we got in game number 1, where the Mariners came out top. The manager of the Mariners, Dan Wilson. We know his guys. Well, they got their ass kicked the past 2 games. They won the first 2 games. And God only knows, I guess they might as well flip a coin today. Because now it's best 2 out of 3 to finish this series. Hey, Dan, are your guys just a little too eager? Are they thinking ahead? Are they pressing?
We had opportunities, just weren't able to cash in tonight. And you know, I think that
You know, this is a team, you know, we've talked about, you know, bouncing back, that, you know, the series tied up now at this point, and this is an opportunity really for us to bounce back and get back on it, and tomorrow we come out and do that.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Boncho, what is that? A cat in the locker? What was that?
I heard that too. I was thinking maybe it was one of the players' kids.
Had to be.
Or it was just, I don't know, a ghost.
What, the ghost of winning past?
Yeah, there's a lot of demons and spirits in the Mariners ballpark.
Okay, I'm not going to ask any questions. Is this something that you're making up, or am I
I'm making it up. I'm like the ghosts of the failed playoff runs.
Oh, possibly. What, like Edgar Martinez is still alive. What, the ghost of Edgar Martinez is back there somewhere?
Yeah, Griffey, Ichiro, they're all there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when I hear ghosts, I think about there's some hotel in Oklahoma City they say has ghosts. So I don't know. Anyway, hey, Botch, you believe in ghosts? Do you like them?
I believe in spirits. Ghosts that like attack people? No, but I believe in spirits.
You ever seen one before?
No, they're invisible. Okay. Come on,
ghosts?
Yeah, you can't. They're invisible.
You never seen Slimer from Ghostbusters? He don't count, right?
Nah, it's Slimer. That's like that's a movie. Real life ghosts are invisible.
Oh, he's green. He goes through walls. Like, how's he not a ghost?
Well, yeah, he's a ghost in the story, but I'm saying, like, IRL ghosts. You can't really see him.
In real IRL, my God.
Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah. In real life, you can't
look
really...
at me. I'm cool now. I knew what IRL is.
But, like, if you're talking about ghosts in person, I think most of them are just invisible, and they either possess things or they just, you know, touch things.
Okay. I wish a ghost would come by and help me move my furniture. Outside of that, I know the ghosts that need to show up, the Mariners, all of their players. Where's this guy who led the world in home runs this year? Cal Raleigh, where's your bat at, man? This team has lost two straight. What's going on with you? Tell me.
We knew it wasn't going to be easy, so it's just about, you know, keeping a level head, understanding, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low, and understand now it's a best of three. So, you know, go out tomorrow, forget it, flush it, and come back ready to go.
Oh, listen, okay, all right. We went from ghosts in one, the manager's room, to Tupac in the Mariners locker room. Okay. Maybe they'll be inspired by Tupac and Scarface. All right. Anyway, right now, well, you know what? I'm going to let Rich Ackerman come through and give you an update. And when we come back on the other side, speaking of ghosts, we're going to go to New Orleans. Alvin Kamara doesn't want to be a ghost in Louisiana. We'll get into that. We'll talk about some of the best NFL games coming up this weekend. We got a lot to get into. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's time for our first news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of prolific, Eugenio Suarez, he just bombed a home run to left field. The Seattle Mariners now lead the Toronto Blue Jays 1-0 here in the second inning. This is why they brought this guy in. Please, man, come through, hit a home run in an important spot. And right now, he did. Okay, the Mariners have a lead, 1-0, over the Toronto Blue Jays here in this Game 5, seeing who will take a 3-2 series lead. We'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we talked about the old guys in the icy hot bowl, Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. We talked about another guy. Pretty sure he was bathing in the icy hot last night, or maybe not. Maybe he likes the pain. That's Max Scherzer. And then in a second, I'm going to tell you about someone who's also been in pain. That's Micah Parsons. He's like, man, I'm getting fouled and hurt and held and poked in the eye. There's no penalties called against the opposition. I'll get into that in a second. And then we got Alvin Kamara, who is trade deadline's coming up, and apparently he doesn't want to go anywhere. But I didn't forget to tell you all this. Bacha, when we left the studio yesterday, I say it like we were, you know, sitting in the studio together. But when we finished the show yesterday and you went your way and I went mine, I went and I sat down at a bar here near the studio because I wanted to see the games. OK, I just immediately wanted to sit down and watch the rest of the games. We got this Thursday night football game that was going on. That was a good one. And then we also had, obviously, the Dodgers beating up on the Brewers, okay? So I wanted to see it. And I'm sitting there watching a baseball game, and then on my phone I'm watching the NFL game, and I'm just minding my business. And I see an ad that pops up on the screen on the baseball side, and I'm like, what is this? Botch, I guess you could. It was like a bootleg advertisement for the little blue pill.
Oh, is it the brand name Blue Blank?
No, but it was just like, get seven pills for $6. And I'm like, what? Here's some generic Viagra. Get seven pills for $6. I'm like, what?
Hey, that might be a discount for some people. I don't know. They know the average audience of MLB is a little older, you know?
Bacha, you want to know, do you know the average age?
To watch MLB?
Yeah, do you know?
It's got to be like 50, right?
It is. Wow. That's great. It is. That's maddening. The last time I checked, I think it was in that 50 to 54 range. It was alongside golf.
Yeah, see, that's good advertisement then. You're hitting the age group perfectly.
Hitting the age group of people that would buy, seven pills for $6?
Yeah, gas station stuff, all that stuff.
Bruh. I didn't know, thank God I've never needed it. I hope I don't need it. If you need it, then good for you. I hope it works. And if you don't need it and you still use it, good for you too. I didn't know how much any of that stuff was. I remember when it first came out, this was like a big, big deal. It was like, oh my God, they got a pill for this? It was bananas. I don't know how, like, how much is a pill supposed to be worth?
I have no idea. I would not even try to assume that, but there's different types of enhancements now.
There's only one blue pill, and now they were selling generic versions during the National League Championship Series.
I would argue the most famous one now is like it's like there's ads for it during regular season games. I see all the time. It's like a chewable. It's not even a pill.
I've done reads here for some of these products. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're smart with their money.
Yeah, they are. But this one was for generic stuff. 7 pills for $6. Okay, whatever. Yeah, congratulations, Major League Baseball. I didn't expect to see that ad, but there it was. Anyway, here's one. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts. What a transition. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Speaking of pain... Well, I don't know if that's pain. It may be the other P, pleasure. Michael Parsons, he's been feeling pain. All right? And it looks like this week he wanted to take his pain out on the officiating, out on the officials. Look, the Packers are 3-1. They got that stupid tie that they got against the Dallas Cowboys on that Sunday night football game. And they just beat the Bengals 27-18. They got the Cardinals up next, so they should be going 4-1-1. But Michael Parsons wanted to take some time out because he got poked in the eye. He's feeling pain. He's getting held all over the damn place. Michael Parsons took some time this week to beat up on the refs. He's not a fan of the tush push. He's just not a fan of holding. He's just mad at everything. Listen to this guy.
If you ask the Eagles offensive players, probably say that's the best thing we're doing on offense right now. It's the most consistent thing they got. But you know, that might come and bite me one day. But it is what it is. I hate that play. Like, the whole league hates that play. Like, I don't think you'll find one defensive player in the league that's like, oh yeah, go tush push. Like, we got to learn how to stop it. You can't stop it if they're leaving early. Like, it's impossible. Like, it's an unfair advantage. Like, you got 320-pound momentum coming early on the play. Like, whatever. But you got to find a way.
Yeah, I don't think Michael Parsons' opinions are going to change anything as it relates to the tush push. He certainly also wasn't happy with him being held or being poked in the eye. He's probably going to get a nice fine from the NFL, not for those comments, but for his comments about the officiating. He's like, man, I don't care. I don't care. And I guess if he's getting paid the amount of money that he's now getting paid, you know, maybe I would not care too. I mean, Michael Parsons so far, he's good. He's been... Well, the Packers have won it. He only has 2.5 sacks, but he leads the NFL in pressures per game. And so he's getting there to the quarterback. He's disrupting the quarterback. He's doing his job. The sack numbers haven't come up yet. But let's be real. Michael Parsons will wake up in one particular game, and he's going to make one particular guy mincemeat. It might be Jacoby Brissett this upcoming Sunday because, oh, yeah, by the way, Kyler Murray's still not playing with that busted up foot. Come on. Liz Frank? That's not what you want to hear. That's like the middle portion of your foot. I know they got turf toe where your toe goes the wrong damn way. But Lisfranc, like that center portion of your foot? Yeah, no thanks. I don't want no pain right there. Not at all. Not at all. By the way, speaking of pain, I don't know. Alvin Kamara, he's made a lot of money in his career. New Orleans Saints aren't going anywhere. They're 1-5. They got the Bears up next. Spencer Rattler versus his old teammate, Caleb Williams. Alvin Kamara having a solid season. 314 yards rushing. One touchdown. 122 yards receiving. He's 30 years old, which is crazy to believe. In his peak, you know, he would, you know, catch 700 yards, 500 yards. He's rushed for another 800, 900. He's never received or rushed for 1,000 yards. He's just a dual threat all over the place. Been a 5-time Pro Bowler. Has a contract that runs till the end of next season. And so with the Saints going nowhere, Alvin Kamara just here. There have been a lot of reports about him being moved, especially with the trade deadline coming up on November 4th. You hear about teams like the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he'd be amazing there, especially to have the field open up for him. But Alvin Kamara spoke to the media and said, man, if I get traded, I may just quit.
I've been vocal enough that, you know, that I don't know where that came from, but I don't want to go anywhere, you know, and I said it countless times. Y'all know that. I think everybody knows that. The fan base knows that. And at the end of the day, it's business, you know, so, you know, I don't go upstairs and I don't have an office upstairs. I got an office in Charlotte at NASCAR, but I don't got an office upstairs, so I don't really sit in those meetings and I don't really know what happens up there. I just got to, you know, keep my head down and, you know, I don't know. If I was a GM, I guess I would go to the player and be like, hey, we trade you, just so you know. So if Nikki come downstairs and say that, then I'm going to go drink a pina colada somewhere.
Oh, he's not really Lee. He ain't going to quit. He got $12 million coming this year. He got $12 million coming next year. You mean to tell me at 30 years old, he's just going to leave that on the table? This is the same Alvin Kamara a couple of years ago was hanging out in Vegas. Shout outs to all the wonderful people in Vegas who go to Dreyas nightclub. He punched and stomped the guy out there. I know he sounds all happy and I'm going to have a pina colada. Yeah, maybe on the rooftop of Dreyas if he's not banned. Okay, but besides that, if he gets moved on November 4th, before November 4th, he ain't going nowhere. Okay, he's not going nowhere. Bacha, do you believe him that he's going to retire if he gets traded?
Honestly, no, because you'll probably play out your contract, get the money. But I think his passion for the game will be gone, even though it's probably already gone with the Saints.
If you go ahead and play with Patrick Mahomes?
I feel like you've lived so long with the Saints in your life that if you have to leave for 1 year and a half, you're already pushing it up there in age. You know you're declining. Maybe you finish strong, but you don't want to come back next year.
Yeah, so finish out the rest of $12 million.
It's a lot.
Bacha, he's 30 years old now. He's going to be 31 next summer. It is highly unlikely at any other point. I don't know, he's into NASCAR, but it's highly unlikely. And let's put it this way. There's not going to be another point in his life where you absolutely know you're just going to wake up 1 year and get $12 million.
Yeah. So you're yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I can't even say that. Just play out your contract then. Just deal with it, I would say.
Yeah, just go play with Patrick Mahomes. It's not that hard, man. Come on. What does he go? I could think about a few things that he'll miss in Louisiana, okay? I could think about it. He can talk to Zion about that. I understand those things. Some of those things are not in Kansas City. I don't care if you're in Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri. And things in New Orleans are very special. Thank you, New Orleans. Shout out to Louisiana. I get it, man. But if you get traded to Patrick Mahomes, you just can't quit. You got to show up. Play with Rashee Rice. Try to compete for a Super Bowl. Alvin Kamara don't know what a Super Bowl is. Come on, man. Get out of here. If I get traded, I may quit. Stop the lying, bro. Stop the lying. Anyway. The Saints and Bears this Sunday. Not a game that people are going to be rushing to go out there and see. It's JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I know you're not itching for the Saints and the Bears. I'm going to tell you about a bunch of games that you should be itching to see. I'm going to tell you about some of the best matchups coming this upcoming Sunday. And then we're going to have a chat. A good one with Will Graves from the Associated Press. He covers all things Steelers in Pittsburgh. You're locked in, you're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.